So this is the last Friday in the month, the 26th of April.
It is. Yeah. It is. And we actually, today is a race day, but we only have 2 weeks left of Oaklawn.
It went by fast.
It did. Started in December, and
it
we have flown by.
And here we are.
Here we are.
The 26th of April. How about that? Time for a visit with Tom and Alice. Tom Nichols and daughter Alice Nichols Bates, broadcasting over KVRE and sponsored by the Garland County Farmers Association, your Purina dealer, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs.
Well, on this Friday, April the 26th, it is National Pretzel Day.
Mm-hmm.
I like pretzels. It's National Help a Horse Day.
Okay.
It's National Hairball Awareness Day, like cats' hairballs.
Yeah, they get in trouble with that.
They do. And it's National South Dakota Day. Well, have you seen Christy Noem's new commercials where she's building a house or?
Yeah, she's great. She's done it all. She's been a plumber. She's
construction.
In the hospital.
Yeah. I don't know.
Plenty of jobs available in South Dakota.
I mean, I don't know who is handling, you know, what agency or whatnot is handling the creativity.
But it's really a first for a sitting governor to have a campaign like that.
It is, but I'm telling you, it's effective because I pay attention to it.
I look forward to it.
I know you do because she's smart and a babe.
That's right. She checks off.
She
checks off all the boxes.
Your boxes.
Exactly.
1880 on this day, the first scuba gear is demonstrated. Mm. Well, I wonder how that was demonstrated in 1880.
I don't know. 1931 is a very important date in broadcasting history. KTHS in Hot Springs.
Come to Hot Springs,
put on the air by the Arlington Hotel, 1924. Lum and Abner was on the air for the first time on KTHS. That's where they started.
Mm-hmm.
And they very quickly caught on. And they caught the attention of somebody in Chicago at one of the advertising agencies. And before their run was over, which lasted over 24 years, they were on eventually all the networks, CBS, ABC, Mutual,
mm-hmm.
NBC. But today was the day of the first broadcast.
Well,
Chester Locke and Norris Goff from Mena, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Became so popular that the town of Waters, Arkansas, which is where the fictional adventures took place, changed their name to Pine Ridge.
Pine Ridge. I was going to say it's Pine Ridge.
Yep.
Let's see. 1961, Roger Maris hits the first of a record 61 home runs in a single season at Tiger Stadium in Detroit. 1981, the Frisbee indoor distance record is set at 316 feet.
That's a long way for a Frisbee.
It is a long way for a Frisbee. Today was a day in 1989 that our favorite redhead, Lucille Ball, passed away at the age of 77.
Hmm.
Everybody loves Lucy.
That's true.
If you don't love Lucy, you're...
Something wrong with you.
2003, Charlton Heston makes his last appearance as president of the NRA.
Mm-hmm.
Moses. He was a force, Heston was.
He sure was. He did a great job during his time with the NRA.
His commercials were effective, too, for the
NRA. He'd hold up that rifle and say, you know, you're not going to get it unless you pry it out of my cold, dead hands.
That's how many of us feel.
Yeah, that's true.
2004, the U.S. government unveils its new colorized $50 bill.
Hmm.
1941, Ernest Tubb records Walking the Floor Over You.
That became his signature song, theme song, yeah.
It did. 1969.
I wonder if we could hear it this morning.
Well.
Who knows?
Well, it's...
It is Friday.
It's Western Friday, too. Western Friday. 1969, Oh Happy Day by Edwin Hawkins enters the top 40.
Mm-hmm.
1971, Sammy Smith went gold with Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Oh Happy Day would be a good song for Scotty Mack to research, a very unusual song.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Tailor made for a bass singer.
Yes, well, we need to suggest that to him.
Yeah.
1975... "Hey, won't you play another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song by B.J. Thomas?" Hit the top 40.
Yeah, that was a good one, too.
It was a good one, yeah. 1980, Ride Like the Wind by Christopher Cross peaked at number 2. Mm-hmm. And also in 1980, the great Dottie West had her first number 1 country hit with Lessin' and Leavin'.
Yeah, she had a number of them. That was the first one, though. It was really a big hit.
Yeah, she did lots of duets with Kenny, too.
She did later on in her career, did. Yeah.
She did. Well, it's Friday, and it's a good time to go to the Farmers Association, because if you want to work outside and get rid of weeds, for one thing, they have a racer there.
Yeah, and if you have any questions about, you know, grass, having a problem with grass or weeds, any of that, talk to Larry. He's a specialist in that. And he'll take the time to make recommendations for you. And chances are they have a product on the shelves to do what you want done.
Mm-hmm. They do.
As opposed to going to one of the marts and trying to ask them for professional advice.
Yeah, good luck.
But Larry's been there a long time, and he knows the Garland County area.
He does. And let me just say this, too. And we talk about this probably once a week, but I have hip pain. And I always keep Beagle Oil at my house.
Yeah, it's a great product.
It's a horse liniment, but it's great for if you're arthritic or if you've got pains, it's safe to use. You can put a capful in your bath water and soak in it.
You will find that in the horse section of the Garland County Farmers Association. It's spelled B-I-G-E-L-O-I-L, Beagle Oil.
Beagle Oil.
But it will give you relief. It comes in either a gel or a liquid. Now, with the liquid, you pour a couple of caps in your bath water.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you relax.
It does. It does indeed.
And, of course, at the Farmers Association, you'll also find a full line of Purina products, including Purina horse feeds, precisely formulated for your horse's age or lifestyle.
Yep.
And they have saddles, a complete tack department,
complete
bridles,
tack
bits.
Department.
Yep, all of that.
Yeah, and they start their new Saturday hours tomorrow.
Yeah, keep that in mind. Closing at noon every Saturday now. And for spiders, they've got a special spray that you can take down to the boat dock, knock the spiders out.
We keep a special can of spider spray here for Tracy, since he's the one who encounters them the most.
Mm-hmm. And for killing moles and gophers, and also armadillos, poison peanuts.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the gophers.
Yeah. Yeah. But they've got them. But be careful with them. But they'll do a job for you.
Mm-hmm.
And for fire ants, Bengal fire ants killer is the best product out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We keep that here, too, because we get big mounds out there by where our door is to our office.
And if you need propane, they sell propane, too, at the Farmers Association. And all kinds of old-fashioned garden seed, the kind you start from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Scoop up, buy those by the pound.
Yeah, this is a great weekend to go out. Just go out and browse around.
Yeah, be sure and mention our show when you go in. We always appreciate that.
We do.
The Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5, and starting tomorrow, new Saturday hours, 7:30 until noon, so you want to stock up.
Well, born on this day, on the 26th of April, 1916, announcer Vic Perrin. Was he the announcer of Dragnet?
He could have been.
Okay. 1927, comedian Jack Douglas. Oh, 1933, Carol Burnett turns 91 today.
Wow. Happy birthday,
makes
Carol Burnett.
Makes me want to pull my ear.
Yeah. Yeah.
1938, singer Maurice Williams. 1942, singer Bobby Rydell. 1943, singer and keyboardist Gary Wright. 1947, TV host Boyd Matson from National Geographic Explorer. 1970, former First Lady Melania Trump. And in 1980, actor Channing Tatum.
Join us on Monday for another visit with Tom and Alice, brought to you by the Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs, just beyond Walgreens on Airport Road, same side of the highway. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5. And starting tomorrow now, they're going to be open from 7:30 on Saturday until noon, closing at noon every Saturday from here on out. We'll see you on Monday.